Welcome to the Vintage Faith Podcast. We are a Foursquare church based in Culver City, California. We're committed to taking care of our community through the teachings of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. Our heart is to encounter God, equip the church, and love the city. Expect to hear sermons from our senior pastor, Matt Kladnick, as well as our guest speakers. For more info, check us out at vffchurch.com.
Good morning, church! Hi, guys!
Hello! Good morning!
Well, my name is Hillary.
I am Miss B.
And welcome to Vintage Faith this morning. We are so glad you joined online today because today is very special.
It is.
Because you get two for one!
Two for one, and it's family service days! Oh, gosh. All right, kids. So you know what that means. If I'm back here live in action, we are having a craft today. So I am going to tell you the supplies that you need, and you'll have 1 minute to go grab it, okay? So you're just going to need a piece of paper. Just grab a piece of paper. If you have a black marker, and then whatever kind of colors that you want. Go ahead and grab those. You got 1 minute. All right. See you back here. Go, go, go.
All right, we as a church have been going through kind of this whole month of really looking at our life and what it means to live simplistically, of what the gospel means, of what we as a church should be. So for the first 3 weeks of August, Pastor Randy did an amazing word. I know I loved it.
Yes.
On called Simple Gospel. And he really talked about one that we should return to Jesus, the simple things of responding to salvation and then receiving the salvation, and that we have heaven to look forward to, that this is not our home. I really encourage you to go back and watch those three sermons. They were so powerful. And then last week we started our new series called Simple Church.
Yeah.
Pastor Grace spoke an amazing word. If you missed it, 100%, go back and listen to it, where we have been breaking down kind of our core values as Vintage Faith, but more than that, that these are things that should be our individual core values,
yeah,
right? That
yeah,
these are ways that we should be living out our lives every single day. That when we say be the church, that doesn't mean a building, it means you. And so these are the core values for you as a body of believers. She talked about encountering God. She used a wonderful illustration of when she goes and plays hide and seek with her kids, that they kind of have their legs sticking out, that they are not the best hiders. But that's how God is with us, that he desires for us to encounter him. And it's not this game of hide and seek where he's got the best hiding spot in the world and you will never find him. It is this game where he's got his little like arms sticking out, or you hear like a little kid like giggling because they can't hold their containment in because they're so excited for you to find them. That's how God wants us to find him, that he's not hiding hard. Because he wants us to encounter him, his love, and his goodness. And so that was such a powerful word. And so today we're actually going to be breaking down our second core value, which is called equip the church. Okay, look at your neighbor, say equip the church.
Equip the church.
If you have your Bibles today, I want you to go ahead and open it up to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 26. I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation. It says, now these are the gifts Christ gave the church, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers. Their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work, build up the church, the body of Christ. This will continue until we come to such unity of our faith and knowledge of God's Son that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. Then we will no longer be immature like children. We won't be tossed and blown about by every wind of new teaching. We will not be influenced by people that try to trick us with lies that are so clever they sound like truth. Instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of the body, the church. He makes the whole body fit together perfectly. As each part does its own special work, it helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you for your word, that it is a light to our feet, that it guides us on our path, God, that your word reveals truth about who you are, but also about who we are and how you have made us in your image. So God, I pray that you would be with Bernadette and myself as we bring this word this morning, God, that you would anoint us, and God, illuminate the scriptures to our hearts today so we can be the equipped church that you have called us to. We pray these things in your name, and everybody said, amen.
All right, kiddos. So in that scripture, we heard that now these gifts Christ gave to the church. So when I hear the word gifts, I don't know about you, but I think about a celebration, particularly a birthday. Anybody have any birthdays out there coming up? Pastor Ayla's got a birthday coming up. Send her a little gift card. Okay, so for today's craft, what we're going to be doing is I want you to go ahead and fold your paper in half. We're going to do one of those pop-up surprise. So you're going to fold it in half like this, and then you're going to kind of bend the other half back. So it's going to look like this, like a little accordion. Do you guys even know what accordions are anymore? I don't, okay, a little bendable thing like this. So we're going to draw a gift on it, okay? So you're just going to, whatever colors, anything, however you want to design it, get creative, kids. I just did something simple like that. And then we're going to be asking some discussion questions. You'll hear us. I'll kind of key you in, and you're going to open it, and you're going to write your answers inside the middle there. It's going to be like a little surprise for you, okay? I can't wait to see how these turn out. All right, friends, take it away, Pastor Hillary.
Man, I love a good craft, so even the adults, feel free to participate along. Yeah. I love how Ephesians 4, as we read the scripture, it talked about how God gave them unique gifts. And that's where we want to land on today, is that God has given each and every single one of us unique gifts. Mm-hmm. Gifts are talents, ways that we are made and created to look more like Christ, to express his nature and character to the world around us. Ephesians 4 talks about what are called the ministry gifts. These are gifts that he gives to people that hold positions within the church. Then there's 1 Corinthians 12, which are considered manifestational gifts. I know that's a big fancy word, but that's really just a fancy word to say that these are gifts that are endowed to people as God wants to move through them. These are things like words of wisdom, words of knowledge, gifts of healing, of prophecy, discerning of spirits. Those are really powerful ones that God gives to people so he can move through us. Then there's Romans 12, which are considered as the motivational gifts, or these are gifts that are inherent to each and every single one of us. These are those things that we just find that we are so passionate about and uniquely talented in these areas. Things like perceiving or serving or teaching, encouraging. I think of Pastor Matt as such a great encourager. Of those that have a heart to constantly give and be very generous or have such a great mercy for those around us. You see, God has given each and every single one of us these unique gifts, and he's created us because we are all needed together. I'm needed. Bernadette's needed. Yes. You're needed in the body of Christ so God can be glorified in and through us. So you are needed and valuable. Every week we like to try and do a discussion question where we talk all together. So Bernadette, what's our question today?
Yeah. So today we want to know, what do you think your gifts are that God has given you? And kids, those are the words that are going to go inside of your gift here, okay? So just some examples. Kids, these are probably more of the motivational gifts. So, you know, think about what type of brother or sister you are, what type of friend you are. Do you love to cheer people up? Are you an encourager? Do you love to help your teacher? Are you a helper? Do you love to show people how to do new things like skateboard or draw? You're a teacher. Things like that. Those are your special gifts that you could write down. And secondly, we thought that maybe you notice gifts in one another and you want to share with whoever you're watching with, maybe your neighbor or your friend or cousin or just anybody in your family. What do you notice in them that their special gifts are? And drop that in the chat. If you can find an emoji to match your gift, drop it in the chat. That'll be so fun.
Ooh, that'll be a fun game.
Yeah.
That'll be definitely fun to see. You see, so what are we supposed to do with these gifts? God has given us them, and are we just supposed to enjoy them by ourselves? Although sometimes that's really fun. But God's given them because we're meant to equip and build up the body, meaning everyone around us. And so what are we supposed to do with it? I love that this word equipping in the Greek, but what this word actually means, it means making it fit. It means perfecting. It means making fully qualified for service. service. Or I love the illustration that it gives. It says it's used to be for setting a bone during surgery. And that's that beautiful reminder of what equipping means for us, is it means that God is taking these gifts that he's given us, but he's making it be in alignment with the truth of who he is, of how he defines these things, of how he wants to reveal them in and through us, right? So we are called to be people that are equipped. So what does equipping look like for us individually? What does that look like for me as Hillary or Bernadette or for you? So we wanted to break down just some simple things of what equipping may look like. And so the first thing is, number one, know your gifts. Everyone say, know your gifts.
Know your gifts.
Type it in the chat. Know your gifts. Yeah. It is so important that we know how God has uniquely made each and every single one of us. That I have been bestowed certain gifts that maybe Bernadette hasn't, that Pastor Grace hasn't, that Pastor Ayla hasn't. And it's important that I know how God has uniquely made me. Because sometimes if I look at my neighbors and I'm like, well, I don't have this, that's what it's supposed to look like, we'll find that we'll begin comparing or belittling the gift that God has given me because it doesn't look like my friend or my neighbor or the other pastors on staff. And let me just tell you, that's because God made you uniquely gifted.
Yes.
And you are so needed to know what God has made you, that there is only one you in this world, and he wants to show himself through you. And there are going to be people in your life that only you will ever be able to reach, because there is only you with your past, with your history, with your unique giftings, that God wants to reveal himself in you and through you. So you are so needed, that we need to know how God has made us. So maybe even look through all those different gifts, whether it's the motivational gifts or the manifestational gifts, or maybe it's even those ministry gifts. What are some gifts that God maybe has given you? Bernadette, what are some of your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's so good. And it's so important to know that, so we can work in our strengths. And parents, or even like aunts, uncles, grandparents, or just people, if you have kids in your neighborhood, pointing out the gifts that you see in them is just so encouraging.
Yes.
It's so encouraging to help them know their gifts, because kids don't really notice that stuff right away. They don't really see that stuff. You know, they're like, I'm just helping my little brother tie his shoes. And you're like, no, you're a teacher. You know, like,
you know, patience.
Yeah, exactly. So pointing those things out in them as they grow and develop, they're going to know their gifts. And I just love when that happens. And then we can be a part of that growth too.
Which leads us. That's so powerful.
Yes. Point number two.
Point number two. So number one is know your gifts. And number two is develop your gifts. Yeah. Kids, maybe you're finished with your little craft. You've already been drawing it and you're a little bored right now. So I want to invite you, maybe look at your neighbor next to you, and I want you to maybe do a little arm wrestle. Now, the hard thing is she's left-handed, so I would lose that battle instantly.
Set yourself up to win, kids.
A little arm wrestle just to see who might be stronger. Have a little fun with it. Maybe spouses, if you're watching this together, challenge each other. Do girls, maybe you get to use two hands.
Thumb wrestle.
That'd be fun. Well, you see, developing your gifts are like that muscle. It's that strength. I've tried to go running before when I haven't done it in a long time, and you try to go running again, I find that I'm out of breath really quickly.
Yes.
I cannot go as far as I used to be able to go because I have not been actually activating and using those muscles on a regular basis. And so they are weak and not very strong. You see, developing your gifts is like that. It is a muscle that we need to grow and we need to strengthen. Ephesians 4:14 says, that way we will no longer be immature children, tossed and blown back and forth by every new wind of teaching. That way we will speak, down at verse 15, that we will speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ. That going through this, developing these gifts will require us to grow and strengthen them. Mm-hmm. Now that might look a little different for each and every single one of us. Yeah. For some of us, that might mean getting actual healing from your past. You see, some of these areas, God wants to move in you and through you, but we still have insecurities or fears or worries or doubts that actually hinder or stop us from being able to do what God wants to do through us. So some of us developing our gifts might look like getting some healing first, getting some counseling, meeting with your pastors. For some of us, it might be getting podcasts. I clean our Airbnb and I listen to podcasts throughout the whole time, strengthening ourselves that way, reading books, something so simple. Get in your word, read your Bible. You want to grow and learn how God has gifted you, learn more about who he is, and he will reveal to you more of who you are. For some of us, this might also mean letting go of what we think this looks like. I can tell you, for me, in a lot of ways, if I looked at leadership or maybe marriage or some of these things, if I will often find that I want to define it based off of what my experience has been. And can I just tell you that that's a little bit of a fractured experience?
Yeah.
That a lot of that can be because of the brokenness I have seen or felt or experienced. Yeah. But instead, I need to let go of that and let God come in and really begin to redefine these areas of what this means. What does teaching really mean? What does serving one another really mean? Yeah. What does loving one another mean? That love is not manipulative, right? Or hold things against each other, right? What does Christ's love really mean? So developing our gifts is so important and so valuable.
Yeah, that's so good. And something that's really helped me in developing my gifts is surrounding myself with community. You know, when you become a new parent, sometimes it's really isolating. You know, you're caring for that baby, you're trying to figure out a new rhythm. And I just really want to encourage families out there to just really dive into your community. It can just help you, you know. I mean, there's power in prayer. You can ask for a prayer. And just to even be reminded of who God says that we are by others is just so encouraging and uplifting and can really help us say, oh yeah, that's right. This is my gifting and I'm going to learn how to grow in that more. Yes. Thanks for the reminder. You know, I always tell the kids they're loved, brave, and chosen no matter what. Those are some of our core values in VFF Kids. And even those kinds of things, when we're reminded of those things from other people, then we can help remind our partners. We can help remind our spouses, our children, our neighbors, things like that, that can trickle out once we're kind of filled in.
Oh, that's so good. And I'm going to do a little shameless plug right here because I can. Life groups.
Yes.
Life groups are a great way where you can develop your gifts, where you can develop the things that God has gifted you, but also encourage that in each other.
Yes.
And if you're wondering, maybe another great way, we talked about these motivational gifts. We have an awesome, awesome midweek message series on our YouTube, on the VFF Church YouTube series from last summer from Christina Williams, where she really breaks down what are the motivational gifts, what do they mean, and how are they activated in your life. So if you're wanting to learn more about that, that is a great way to go right there.
Okay.
So we talked about number one, know your gifts. Number two, develop your gifts. And number three is use your gifts. Use your gifts.
Use them. Use those gifts, guys. Come on. Don't be greedy.
Well, we have been talking about that. We say at the end of every service, go and be the church, right? And we've been talking about that the church is not a building. It has never been a building. That the word ekklesia meant the body of believers. And you see, this concept of using your gifts means you have to be using it outside of the church, outside of a building, because you are the church. Now, let me tell you this. Coming together on Sundays is so valuable and so important. Listen, our Sunday mornings, we're back in person. Yes, we will always have church online for those that desire it or traveling or needing it, but also coming together, worshiping in a space together, being encouraged by one another, even commenting on the chats when you hear something good and you get a little amen. Man, those things build up one another. They encourage one another. That's why those moments of coming together as a body of believers are important. But if it stops there, then we have lost the very thing that God has called us to do, that we are called to spread the good news of Jesus Christ, that we have had these encounters with him, that we are no longer who we once were. We are now a child of God, that we now have heaven. Amen. That when we die, that is not the end. And that we should then be showing Jesus everywhere that we are, but we should be showing him in how we love our neighbor, in how we love people of a different political background than us, in how
come on,
we
Hillary.
Love, and how we love, maybe if people feel differently with a mask or not a mask, that it's not about if we shake our fist at them or we yell or we fight, but no, are we going to show them Christ's love, right?
Yeah.
Are we going to use that love? Are we going to use that patience that he's given us? Are we going to use those gifts of teaching and discipling and encouraging, or are we going to keep them to ourselves? You are needed in the body of Christ. You are valuable in the body of Christ. That these gifts are important, that you develop and you equip them within yourself so that Christ can be shown, not me, right? I don't want me to be shown. If I show me, it's a dangerous thing a lot of times.
Yeah.
but I want Christ to be shown through me. Can I get an amen in that?
Amen.
Bernadette, what are some of your thoughts?
I love that. I love that. You know, it's so true. I mean, I love when I hear that service is an act of worship, because I'm not a singer, even though I might, you know, sing really, really well quietly to myself sometimes. But service is such an amazing way to worship God. And I think when we can cultivate those things and our gifts and stuff, and we kind of naturally do that within our families. We kind of naturally equip each other, you know, as a mother, as a father, you kind of just naturally do that. You know, you're naturally a teacher. You're naturally these things just because that's the new season that you're in. So some of the things that have come to my mind that I just wanted to share with you, thanks to 2020, man, I feel like that's like a bad word. Like I shouldn't say that 2020, but really, I hope this equips you guys. These are just some things that have come to my head. And one is a full calendar doesn't mean a full life.
Ooh,
and listen, that is one thing I don't want to go back to is a packed calendar. And you couldn't tell it from right now by looking at my calendar, but I am working on it. I am working on it. And Pastor Grace taught me this a long time ago, that every time I say yes to something, I'm saying no to something else.
Ooh, come on.
If I can just be really honest with you guys, the thing that I'm saying no to is most likely my husband and my kids. And that's the last thing that I want to do. I don't want to miss out on that blessing that I have to be a part of a loving family. And so I just really encourage you guys that, you know, a full calendar doesn't mean a full life. And if you already know that, if you're already practicing that, that's great. I love it. Keep doing it. Bravo. I'm giving you all the amens here and praise hands. But please share that with someone. How we just talked about service and sharing our gifts. Share that with someone. Teach your kids how to do that. Teach your spouse, your neighbor, your parents, anybody. Just share that. Share that little jewel right there, okay? And the second one is laughter. Come on. I love to laugh. Laughing is something I truly thank God for every day. And anyone who can make me laugh, they're on my BFF list forever. That's just my rule. Life is serious and complicated enough that I just really, almost like a rule in my family, that to lovingly laugh more and lovingly like encourage others to laugh more, it's a game changer. You know, I have a middle schooler and, you know, middle school is
it's hard.
Yeah, pray for me, y'all. But we're in our last year of middle school here. And sometimes he comes home and he's just a little flustered, or he's just a little middle schooler-y. If any of you don't know, I'm praying for you now. And all I try to do is, you know what? I'm going to drop as many mom jokes as I can until I crack a smile.
I love that.
And I just do it and I keep doing it and I get that little, you know, I get that little smile, and it's a game changer. Oh my gosh. Yeah. And then it's just like, Mom, stop, you know? And then he opens up a little bit, you know? We just lighten the mood a little bit with love and with laughter, and it's a game changer. Right. And the last, this one's my favorite, you guys. It's okay to not be okay.
Come on.
Okay? It is okay to not be okay. All right, so Paul reminds us in 2 Corinthians that we should delight in our weaknesses. Yeah. And not that when we're okay, it's, you know, weakness isn't a negative thing. I don't want anyone to feel bad for not being okay. We all struggle to just get through this life together, okay? Yeah. So when we think that we have it all together, that's a little dangerous. We don't leave much room for God.
Yeah.
And in our weakness, that's where Jesus' strength truly shines. Yeah. You know, that's where God comes in and meets us right where we're at. Our weakness helps us relate to others.
Yes.
It humbles us so we know when to ask for help.
Yep.
That's a huge thing when you have a family. You can't do it all alone. We need our village. We need our community. Yeah. And that's where we draw closer to God. And what better model for our families, right? Drawing closer to God. So,
Bernadette, those are so great. And I even want to encourage, even if maybe you're not married or you don't have kids, listen, that it's okay to not be okay is for us also, that we need to learn that Christ's strength is made perfect in our weaknesses. I love how the Amplified version of this verse says that God gave us all these gifts to fully equip and perfect the saints, which are God's people, that's us, for works and service to build up the body of Christ, church. So thank you so much for joining us today. May you use and grow and develop and know the gifts God given you, and join us next week as we talk about loving our city.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one.
So let's go out and be the church this week.